The earliest souvenirs from the 1909 Seattle World's Fair probably date back to 1907. During the groundbreaking ceremony that year, someone stole the gold-painted shovel.
Somebody else at that point reaches up and grabs the pick and tries to swipe that.
After that, says HistoryLink staff historian Ellen Stein, everyone wanted something to take home.
There were people actually scooping up handfuls of dirt, putting it in their pockets. Women were putting dirt in their purses.
The pick and shovel and the dirt are long gone, but other AYP souvenirs are still around and still stirring memories. Washington's former Secretary of State, Ralph Monroe, has a coin his dad George got at the AYP on a day that began with a steamboat ride from Bainbridge Island to downtown Seattle.
He always told me that his dad spent the nickel, each person cost a nickel, to go on the streetcar to the World's Fair. And the neighbors also went to the fair, but Mr. Hansen didn't want to spend the nickel. So they walked, the kids walked from Coleman Dock all the way out to the fair. Of course, they were so tired when they got to the fair, they all fell asleep.
If the Hansen kids had stayed awake, they could have visited the Geyser Basin, a pond with a high-spouting fountain in the center of the fairgrounds. Standing near that spot today, during an AYP tour of the UW campus, Seattle Architectural Foundation volunteer Stephen Willis seems transported back in time.
This was a place to see and be seen. So there are the gentlemen in their top hat and their frock coats with their canes and spats and starched collars, and the ladies in their long dresses and big hats with feathers and long gloves. Had to have been hot.
One person who probably was hot was Hilda Heitmann. At a time when most summer dresses were made of silk or linen, Heitmann's dress was made of canvas. And she definitely stood out in the crowd, because every inch of her dress was covered in original drawings of moose, caribou, gold nuggets, and other scenes of life in Alaska.
I've never seen anything like this.
Mary Montgomery of MOHAI, Seattle's Museum of History and Industry, says Heitmann donated the dress to MOHAI in 1957. And all the museum knows about that dress is that it was worn at the AYP. So Montgomery has been trying to read the dress to learn its story.
Here we have a chicken, actually looks like a rooster crowing, with a very large egg. Down here there is somebody with a dog sled, and there's one, two, three, four dogs all running around the hem of the dress.
I don't remember even hearing about the dress.
Hilda Heitmann's daughters, Catherine Heitmann Bush and Beatrice Heitmann Nagrowski, are now in their 90s. They first laid eyes on the dress this past spring at MOHAI.
Look at the little waist. Oh, God.
The sisters had heard stories about Alaska from their mom, but Beatrice says if her mom had given her the dress, it probably would have ended up folded in a box somewhere, forgotten.
I wouldn't want it. Why would I want something like that?
MOHAI has another AYP dress. This one spent years crumpled up in a bag and then folded up in a box. The dress is red, white, and blue and made from flag bunting, material sometimes draped across a platform at a political speech. 12-year-old Edna Morrison wore the dress as Miss Liberty on New England Day at the fair.
It was obviously handmade, and the back of it has no buttons. They must have sewn it on her.
Janet Stepitus Perry says while her mother-in-law had many other talents in life, she was most proud of her role in the AYP.
It meant so much to her that when she died, this was the only thing her husband mentioned in her obituary.
Not all memory-filled AYP souvenirs are small enough to be tucked away in a box. In her kitchen, Jeanette Duncan Detler has the automatic extension table that her grandfather Otto Anderson designed, built, and displayed at the fair.
Technically, you could pull on one end of the table and it would open up. You didn't need a partner at the other end of the table to help you pull it. And when that table was fully extended, it would seat 22 people.
Anderson got a gold medal at the AYP for his table design. And while he didn't patent his invention, both the medal and the table are now family treasures. Back on the UW campus, the AYP tour makes a stop at Cunningham Hall, one of a handful of buildings left over from the fair. During the AYP, this was the women's building. It housed arts and crafts, a cafe, and a daycare center. And while it may not fold up and fit in a box either, Stefan Willis says the building is most definitely an AYP souvenir.
Look, it's quaint. It's gorgeous. It's the most adorable little building here on the campus. It's almost hidden away here behind the trees. And this is one of the grand souvenirs that we have left from the 1909 World's Fair. We just need to remember that souvenir isn't necessarily just the coin in your pocket from someplace, but a city can be left with a souvenir.
I'm Harriet Baskis.